It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Up in Brisbane, there's a cake maker who is, are you called a cake maker? I guess you are.
Pastry chef? Yeah, go with cake maker.
Yeah, okay. So they've been a victim of a bit of a scam.
Oh.
And they've been left out of pocket. And it's in quite an incredible way.
Okay.
And part of me goes, oh, man, that's rough. And part of me goes, oh, my God, this person who's done this is like some sort of evil genius.
Ah, okay.
Here's what they did, right? This person contacted the cake maker online and said, hey, I'm after a personalized birthday cake.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to make it this kind of sponge. I want to have this kind of icing,
yep.
These sprinkles, write this on the top of it, and inside it, I want you to bake a large amount of cash, and then I will pay you for the cake and give you the money, like transfer you
wow.
the money.
Yeah.
Inside the cake, yeah?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a surprise for someone. They're going to cut into the cake, and inside there's going to be, I don't know, an envelope or a plastic bag or something.
Yeah, with money.
With a whole heap of cash.
Wow.
So the cake maker thought, well, that's different, but, you know, it's probably going to make me a fair bit of coin. I can charge a bit of extra because
yeah.
this is quite a service. So they've set it all up. They've baked the cake with the money inside it. And then the person who ordered it, has come to collect the cake, showed the victim a screenshot of the bank transfer receipt, and then walked away with the cake. So gone, here you go on my phone, here's a pager, it's the receipt, whatever. So that'll land in your bank ASAP. And then walked off with the cake, the cash, and it was a fake receipt.
Oh.
A doctored receipt. So they've just fleeced him for a couple of grand.
Oh, no.
In a cake.
See, you can't, that's the thing, you just cannot trust it.
I like to think that I'm pretty good with being able to identify scams, but I would 100% get rolled by that.
See, no, but my first thought straight away is you give me the cash and I will bake it in the cake.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah.
That was my first thought.
Or I'd want you to bring in cash in exchange for, and you know what I would do? I would probably short shift them $100 too.
Yeah.
Yeah, $1,900 in this cake.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Oh, with the table tap as well.
Woo.
Welcome to the studio.
Different.
You're back.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Oh, that's okay.
You're a busy gal. You're a busy gal. It's all happening today.
You guys are a busy team today.
Oh, thank you. We are your political reporters today.
Yes.
Isn't it great?
As I said to Loggy before, I'll be Neil and she can be Mitchell, but she wasn't on board with that, nor was she on board with me being Alan and her being Jones.
That's a no from me.
Weird.
Peter Harvey?
Peter Harvey, go. May he rest. Is he okay or did he pass? I'm not sure.
Let's move on.
So the game works like this. You read the lyrics to songs as if they're news bulletins like you do in your day job so well, Beck. And we need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. You get it half wrong or completely incorrect. The other person gets a free run at it with additional lyrics. Best of three arrangement. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
I think we're ready to play. You ready?
I am. I'm just looking. Loggy's just sort of been dancing and warming up,
hasn't
she? She's
up and about.
I am up and about. I'm doing some moves.
She's
Are you ready
her
for this?
Neapolitan ice cream jumper too.
Thank you.
I really like it.
Thank you. It's Gander or Gander, whichever way you say it.
Well, if you're a local, you'd know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never bothered to ask. Okay, let's play question number one, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. White lips, pale face, breathing in the snowflakes.
Is it Ed Sheeran, the A-Team?
Yes.
Well done.
Just under the
upper hand. You can tell Adam's back from holidays.
Yeah.
Because that's an Ed Sheeran song.
Yeah, and he loves
it. Who doesn't love Ed Sheeran?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
What a beautiful song.
Just don't ask him to act. Anybody seen that Beatles movie I caught the other weekend? He was all right. Well, he was there.
I love that movie. I love Yesterday.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it.
I really enjoy it.
You would like it.
Yeah.
You would. Yeah, you're a big softy. You'd love it.
Okay, good.
The ending's garbage, though. So
okay, wow, thank you.
Spoiler alert. 1 point to me. I'll take that. Thank you very much. And we'll go with question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all
yes,
in vain.
I know it.
Time starts to pass. Before you know it, you're frozen. Ooh. But something happened for the very first time with you.
Yeah.
My heart melts into the ground, found something true. And everyone is looking round, thinking I'm going crazy. But I don't care what they say, I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart is crippled by the vein that I keep on closing.
Oh, Tom! I know! It's Leona Lewis.
Yes.
And it's Bleeding Love.
Yes.
Oh, my God! Well done!
This was a banger.
Why don't we play this anymore?
I don't know. Underrated.
Well done. I knew the song, but I
just couldn't get it out.
I knew the lyrics, but I had no melody in my head at all.
I only remember because we have the same surname, but we're not related, so it's still cool.
Right. Oh, okay.
Just claim it anyway. Yeah.
It's all right. All good. Well, that's best of three win for me. Do we want to play one more song?
Can we? It's a fun day.
Why not?
Okay. Let's go. Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I've been dreaming of friendly faces. I've got so much time to kill. Just imagine people laughing. I know someday we will. And even if it's far away, get me through another day. Cover me in sunshine. Shower me with...
Oh, we just played it.
Yeah. It's Pink and Willow Sage Heart, Cover Me in Sunshine.
Yes.
Cover
me in sunshine.
Well done. There you go.
Wow.
Little consolation point to take into the weekend.
It's a song of this time and era, which normally doesn't work
from
out.
You.
No, that's what I mean. Okay. It's not. Yeah. Sorry.
I thought you complained.
No. I mean, it's one that I've won. Normally, I just get the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, you do, and the bit of the 70s gear as well. Well, you can have a ding for that, and I'll take the winner.
Well done. Thank you.
And thank you very much, Beck. Lyrical Headlines returns next week.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie on K-Rock.
Now, I love when people try and bring out new bars and new restaurants and stuff like that because, you know, it brings the vibe. You know what I mean? So cool. That's great. But a bunch of guys in Melbourne have brought together this new bar in Melbourne, and it's called the Rickshaw Bar. And it's been chatted about a lot over the past few days. It's basically a Vietnam War themed bar. It's not meant to kind of be like that, but it's got a lot of those themes running through it.
Okay.
And it's caused a lot of controversy. Now, I'll start this off by saying anti-Asian racism has just gone, you know, it's just risen dramatically over the past year and a half due to this whole COVID thing, right?
Yeah, coronavirus.
So there's sets out on that at the moment. That's why it's kind of like, you see when stuff like this comes out and I can see that people are thinking, oh, here's a cool idea or whatever. But is there not someone that's like, in this day and age, this is not going to be the best idea for a bar? So basically, they've included multiple references to, you know, dog tags, bullets in cocktail. There's like a photo that they put up of a cocktail with bullet shells in it, Vietnamese culture throughout. And this is in Richmond, right?
Yeah.
Which is a huge, which holds a huge Vietnamese population.
100%.
And a lot of people who fled the war or have, you know, a family history of the Vietnam War living in Richmond today. Still best, obviously dealing with that.
I had the best fur of my life on Victoria Street.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So this is, a lot of people are really upset about this. It's got, people are saying an Agent Orange theme as well. Like the bar is like
orange all, painted or something.
Orange and all this sort of stuff, which Agent Orange was used in the war, which caused a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Google it if you haven't heard of it. But, and they've got, they're using Vietnamese culture throughout their advertising and stuff, and they're not Vietnamese. And obviously this is really hurtful to the Vietnamese community, and you can kind of see that. But look, they've come out now. A lot of people have been talking about it, right? So that's why I just wanted to grab your thoughts on it because, you know, we've spoken about before, you and I are very inclusive people and we like to make people feel welcome, but also the cancel culture gets a bit intense sometimes. 100%. And it's like people get called out and it's like, okay, can we not just talk about things and that? But I saw this and I was like, ooh.
It's a bit on the nose. I don't. You don't want to be glorifying any of that gear, the no. Vietnam War per se. But I think it's a bit rough to say you can't, if you're not Vietnamese, you can't open a bar that is Vietnamese cuisine or you know, like a
yeah.
restaurant.
Yeah.
If you want to cook that food mm-hmm. and you're good at it and you're good enough to have people come and pay you to eat your Vietnamese food, then yeah. go for your life, mate.
Yeah.
It's a very
that's cool.
It's a fine line.
I think that's all right. I think a lot of people just have a problem with the fact that it's called the Rickshaw Bar and it's got themes from the Vietnam War.
But a rickshaw's not a war thing. Like you could call it the Rickshaw Bar and not have the bullets. I think the bullets is the shock tactic.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah. But know. They've also got images of leave your ride at home, and it's like one of the choppers. Like falling into the ground. Do you know what I mean?
That's pretty insensitive. That's what that is.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now, after all of this, they have put up on their Insta, they've taken down all their stuff and they said, we have taken down our content and apologised to anyone that was offended or found the content inappropriate. We have revised our tone and are working hard to make this right. Sorry for any distress caused. It was never our intent. And that's, you know, cool. We all make mistakes. And if you're called out on it, I mean, good on them. They're not just saying, nah, get stuff. We've spent all this money and too bad.
Yeah.
Obviously, if people are getting upset about it, they're trying to make it better. But it's just like, in this sense, it's just like, maybe because I really like, oh, can we say that? Can we do that? Is that going to offend someone? Like, I get a bit scared sometimes.
Oh, I know.
You think that someone would have said, oh, guys, I don't know, like sure. bullet shells in the cocktails.
The
like, I get kind of,
walls, like,
yeah, kind of get what you're trying to do, but maybe not. But anyway, this will still be getting talked about for the rest of this week, I imagine.
Certainly will. Oh, Dom and Long, K Rock.